This is David Flint from Can Do. Once again, the Gillard government is targeting your retirement savings. For the second time, Labour has reduced massively the amount you can put towards your retirement. As a result, more Australians will be forced onto the pension, which will increase the burden on younger taxpayers. Even now, if you're paying, say, $15,000 a year in income tax, $5,000, a third, goes to welfare. That will have to increase significantly. And by the way, this includes the generous welfare you are paying for the Rudd-Gillard wave of asylum seekers. Most are still on welfare after 5 years. Welcome to another front in the Gillard class war. Perhaps the Rudd and Gillard governments don't think through the consequences of their policies. Is it just their incompetence, like the billions they lost on the BER? Perhaps. But when 2GB's Ross Greenwood came out with the scoop that top politicians and bureaucrats would be spared the full force of their $2.5 billion impost on superannuation, the government's reaction was, as they say, ballistic. They unleashed Julia Gillard's specially imported attack dog, John McTiernan, who did the same job for Tony Blair. He tried to silence Ross Greenwood, launching a charade using the F word around 30 times. But Greenwood wasn't to be silenced. Now it's all over the media, except for those outlets who put loyalty to Julia Gillard and Labour over doing their job of informing the people. The government is now saying top politicians, bureaucrats, will be taxed too. But clearly they're trying to work out ways to make sure they don't have to personally pay the penalty themselves. Class warfare, yes. But it's the top politicians who will be in the top class. Until next time, this is Can Do.